Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about hose service repair for your construction equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.startractor.com or come give me a call at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into the podcast. It is evident that one can work without heavy equipment in the construction industry. Heavy equipment is not restricted to the equipment that we see on the construction sites, breaking structures or digging earth or drilling deep inside the ground. When we talk about construction equipment, it always takes into account the equipment that are perhaps not part of the heavy equipment, but are still crucial for functioning of the business. And if that fails to work, they should then, the laborers are not able to do their job or work that day. Therefore, it is equal crucial to ensure that all your construction equipment is in good working order. No matter how trivia they may seem to be, they still hold a huge important ground as far as the construction equipment and its functions is concerned. Construction equipment uses pumps, valves, spools, etc. to do their work. Now, these items are connected with the steel-resistant rubber hoses. Since the machines are required to do to work on a daily basis, there is high probability of hydraulic oil leaking from the hoses. This is when you are required to either repair the hose or replace it with a completely new one. Repairing a hose is a tough and some also believe a dirty job, but certainly worth the time that you spend and the money that you can save. However, if you do not know much about the hose, then it is recommended that you do not try to make or work it. If you do not know much about the hose, do not try to work on it, or else you may end up damaging the entire item. It is better that you can call a guy or gal who can get it replaced for you. They should be qualified to do the work for you and should have enough experience in repairing hoses. Normally, the hose service repair for the construction equipment is not a complex process. For a person who does not know anything about it, should not venture into it. It makes sense to first learn the way the hose can be changed by watching the hose service repair guy while he or she is doing his or her work, and then you can try next time if it develops any problems. So, you know, you can learn from the expert and then go out and learn, do it yourself later down the road. You know, just make sure you do it right. There are many small companies who are engaged in this service, like replacing hose or replacing it totally, or repairing it or replacing it. You can be approached if you see a major burst in the hose and the oil is flowing in the high volumes. It is also important to locate the source of the problem. When you call the repair guy, he or she will ask you a few questions which he should know before he can turn up on the job site with his tools. You know, a lot of times, if you look at it, some of these machines already have the hose number already on there. So you can go get the hose before you even get to the job site. Just have it ready to go and replace it. So you should be in position to identify the source of the leak and inform the service guy. Please note that you should not use hands or any body part to detect the leak. You can use detective adjectives that can help you find the source of the leak. These primary information should be passed on to the service guy or gal if he requires any further information. He can guide you over the phone and you can avail the item for him. You know, so when he gets out there, he's ready to go. Boom, 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 10-minute job. So do that before you, you know, have them come to the job site. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.